Among the things that has happened in this first election, in our election tonight, this is the first time that we've had picture IDs. And Christy Rowe joins us this evening. Good evening. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
How did this first election go with picture IDs as far as you're concerned?
You know, it's gone fairly well. Overall, what we've noticed over the past few elections is most people come in with their driver's license, and they don't know where their voter certificate is anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been utilizing a photo ID for quite a while. It's been an option. And, you know, a few people have been a little bit surprised. Some people didn't like it. Some people did like it. But overall, it's been fairly clean.
Any problems?
There has been a question about, obviously, when their voter record and their ID doesn't match exactly. But, you know, once they can identify, they use several options and give the voter an opportunity to go ahead and fill out a form to change their voter registration to match their ID so there won't be an issue later on.
Sure.
It's an option they didn't have to. But overall, it's been pretty clean.
Hear anything from other tax assessor collectors around the state today?
You know, it's been amazingly quiet. It's almost frightening. I really haven't seen anything or heard anything or heard of any major issues. So, you know, hopefully it's gone fairly clear. I know there have been a few people that have been unsettled. Anytime you change something, people get unsettled. But hopefully we've been able to work through it and help the people working the polls work through any issues.
And is there going to be an after event where all the tax assessor collectors get together to discuss this?
In approximately 2 weeks. We'll all be meeting here. So we're going to be talking about this issue, I'm sure, as well as everything else that we do, obviously, in the tax office.